Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Jurors in Los Angeles have begun deliberating the fate of Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Harvey Weinstein is in court facing 7 counts of raping and sexually assaulting 4 women from 2004 to 2013. That includes a former actress now married to California's governor. For weeks, each of the women gave graphic testimony, saying the former film producer had lured them to hotel rooms for his attacks. Prosecutors characterized Weinstein as a predator and a monster. His attorneys argued in court that the accusers had consensual, quote, transactional sex with him to further their careers in Hollywood. He's already serving a 23-year sentence in New York, which he's appealing. If he's found guilty in L.A., the 70-year-old could face a de facto life sentence. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Moscow is warning the European Union and the G7 against adopting a price cap on Russian oil. The Kremlin spokesman is quoted as saying the cap is being analyzed, but that Moscow won't accept it. The U.S., Europe, and the Group of Seven agreed to the cap at $60 per barrel. The BBC's David Willis has more.
First mooted by the G7 group of industrialized nations, the plan became the subject of intense wrangling among members of the EU, with countries such as Poland calling for a much lower cap in order to really put the squeeze on Russia. Russia, for its part, has said it won't observe the new cap, and it could retaliate by shutting off shipments to countries that follow the new policy and focus its efforts on supplying major trading partners such as China and India.
The BBC's David Willis. The British Defense Ministry says Russia is now focusing many of its troops on the eastern town of Bakhmut, along an entrenched front line that stretches just 10 miles. They say this could threaten nearby cities. The Nicaraguan government of Daniel Ortega continues to garner international condemnation for its human rights violations. The State Department has placed it on a blacklist of governments violating religious freedoms. Maria Martin has more.
Nicaragua joins Cuba on the list of governments in the Western Hemisphere that the State Department says harass, threaten, jail, and kill individuals because of their beliefs. The government of Daniel Ortega has been at odds with the Catholic Church since 2018, when church leaders spoke out against attacks on government opponents. One study has documented nearly 400 attacks against the church, whom the Ortega government accuses of plotting a coup against it. Priests and bishops have been detained and forced into exile, as has an order of Mother Teresa's nuns. The government has also closed Catholic radio stations and banned traditional religious processions. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
This is NPR News from Washington. In Mozambique, more than 30 militants and 2 soldiers were killed in a clash this week, according to the regional peacekeeping mission deployed to the area. Ishma Fandikwa reports they're battling ISIS-affiliated insurgents.
The foreign troops killed in northern Mozambique's Cabo Delgado province were reportedly from a group of Tanzanian and Botswana soldiers. The 16-country Southern African Development Community and Rwanda deployed forces to Mozambique last year to assist its security forces in their fight against the Islamic State-affiliated insurgents. The foreign troops and the Mozambican army have since reclaimed significant territory from the terrorists. The insurgency has claimed more than 3,000 lives and displaced hundreds of thousands since it broke out in 2017. It has also disrupted multi-billion dollar natural gas projects. For NPR News, I am Ish Mafundikwa in Harare.
It's the last weekend for campaigning in Georgia in the runoff election for the Senate seat now held by Democrat Raphael Warnock. He's being challenged by Republican Herschel Walker. Early in-person voting ended yesterday. Turnout was heavy, setting several single-day records. This is the last Senate seat to be decided. It will determine if Democrats will hold 51 seats to the Republicans' 49. Right now, the Senate is evenly divided, 50-50, with Vice President Kamala Harris casting the deciding vote in the event of a tie. In soccer, the Netherlands beat the U.S. at the World Cup in Doha today. The final score, 3-1. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.